poll, Biden shall act on crime, coronavirus, cost of living. By Wendell Hasebo on February 17, 2022. President Joe Biden is losing on crime, the coronavirus, and cost of living, a Wednesday Quinnipiac poll revealed. Americans marked the cost of living, 27%, the coronavirus, 10%, and crime, 7%, as some of the top crises facing the nation. Among those crises, Quinnipiac revealed Biden has poorly managed what matters most to Americans. The response to the coronavirus, 43% approve, while 53% disapprove. The economy, 33% approve, while 61% disapprove. Gun violence, 24% approve, while 62% disapprove. With the November midterms approaching, MSNBC anchor and self-identified elitist Joe Scarborough noted the three C's, crime, the coronavirus, and cost of living, will hurt Democrats in the midterms. Let's just face it. It's the elites, the wealthy, the people in the ivory towers. We have the luxury of being philosophical when we go in to vote. The majority of Americans, they are, just, trying to get by, Scarborough stated. We the elites have the luxury of looking at it from 30,000 feet. On Wednesday, internal Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, polling suggested the Democrat Party is being exposed by Republicans' alarmingly potent messaging effort. In particular, Democrats have reportedly failed to defend their ideas on defunding the police and amnesty. Instead of ignoring the Republicans' alarm bells, the DCCC report encouraged the Democrats to correct the record because changing the subject risks confirming suspicions. But correcting the record may be difficult with Biden's terrible polling on issues that matter the most to Americans. Day after day, crime continues to plague Democrat-controlled cities. The coronavirus continues to expose the hypocrisy of Democrat mask policies. And the cost of living only seems to be headed for monthly record highs. However, Democrats are attempting to pivot on inflation after calling inflation transitory for months. You're going to see a lot of activity in March from us on that issue, Senator Chuck Schumer's, DNY, finally said Tuesday. It's unclear what the Democrats propose to reduce inflation besides spending more taxpayer money, flooding the economy with cash, and giving handouts via the costly Build Back Better package. The chances of Democrats retaining the House and Senate if the Democrats continue to fail on crime, the coronavirus, and the cost of living are slim. Already in the House, 30 Democrat members announced retirement. Retiring Democrats may greatly help Republicans win blue seats in certain districts due to the incumbent advantage not being a factor. In generic ballot midterm polling, Republicans are averaging historic positive margins above Democrats. Generic ballot polling is important because it shows for which party the electorate may vote regardless of a specific candidate. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and get her at Wendell Hasebo.